Okay, so we're here in the next pasuk, and it says, "Echzulon shulim shulim So the pasuk is talking about something or other that's being spoiled and ruined, and we need to make sure it doesn't get spoiled and ruined. It doesn't very unclear pasuk. You know, everything is wonderful and beautiful and gewaldig, but so whatever you say, pshat, it's going to be about something that is in danger. There's a gewaldic Malbum here. The Malbum has a pirush in Shir Shirim that is just extraordinary. The Malbum divides up the whole Shir HaShirim into five chalakim. Each one finishes with the same pasuk, Yishbatas HaMleis Yishlayim. He learns that it has three layers of meaning. One layer is a story about a love story between, you know, the Melech and Shulamis. That's the mashal. The nimshal is Shlomo HaMelech's nevuah. Four times Shlomo HaMelech had nevuah and one more minor time, and he fits all the prakim that he should fit exactly as nevuah. So it's amazing, and it's a description of a kesher of a navi with the Bereshit in nevuah and so on. So this pasuk over here is one of the psukim that he really does an amazing. He says, "What spoils a nevuah? What doesn't allow for nevuah? That's a person's physical kesher to chomer." Like the Rambam says this in Shemoneh Prakim and Mora, obviously, when a person is too involved in the physical world, it acts as an obstruction to ruchnistic world. He's tafis everything very, very physically, not ruchnias. So that's the problem. So what we do with it is the Navi sees different surahs that are complement the nevuah. So instead of it obstructing the koach hadimya, so he says that that koach is the koach hadimya versus koach hasichli. So Moshe Rabbeinu was pure sichli, and that's why Moshe Rabbeinu didn't need to have any type of, there was no maros, he just spoke straight. Every other navi couldn't do that. So what the HaKadosh Baruch Hu does with all of that chelik of the person is attach marois that are going to absorb his koach hadimyon and complement the nevuah instead of disturbing it. So he says the shu'ol is his chachm is the koach hadimyon. In other words, most animals don't have any imagination. They run in a certain way and they fight this way. The fox always comes up with sort of a way of outwitting. That's a product of koach hadimyon, where a person can project something that's not there. So he said, "Echzulonu sholem sholem ktanim mechabim kramim." Kramim is a remez to nevuah, yayin, etc. We grab those sholem and use them for ourselves as to protect us from those sholem. Very, very beautiful. I mean, his whole pirush, and then it's amazing. It's amazing, an amazing, amazing pirush. And then he says at the end, there's even deeper meaning to it, and you know, pick a bullet. Like, but all of it is very layered. It's a fascinating pirush. I'll go upon him. I remember this over here, the Sholem Ktanim, that it stuck. Okay, let's see what the guy says. Echzalon Sholem. Pirush. Achakach Hishke Vashem al Machne Mitzrayim. Vayom Zmach Mitzrayim, Vesu Sreif Mach Noitzer, Vayom Mitzrayim Onusa. Vom HaKadosh Baruch Malach HaShores. Tifsu Es HaShu'alim. So the Shu'alim are the bad guys here. And the Shu'alim here are the Mitzrayim. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu told the Malachim, grab the Sholem. V'dimoy som the Sholem. Why they called Sholem here? Shederach HaShul K'shuroitiv. V'achak Shoreh Shem Zgab Malav. Hoifach Panah Lebroach. He's right if whatever Baal Chai, and if he thinks that they're going to win, he runs away. He doesn't stand his ground. Kachay Mitzvah Trotter Yisrael. Joshem Nilcham Le Yisrael Amru Anusa. Va'ama Achzalana. Ki Pari Chote Lakadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael. Sha'ama Lo Yadati. Es Hashem Begam Yisrael Le Yashalach. Lakach Amakadosh Baruch Hu Echzon Apirish Bishulayim. Bishuli Bishul Yisrael. So it basically he said, you know, we need to take nekama from them, as opposed to just, you know, putting distance between us and him. If the whole matara was just to get him out of the way, so just move. The fact that we wanted to take Mitzrayim and to get nekama was because of two reasons. Because of Leidat Es Hashem and Yisrael Hashala. Shol Shalom Ktanim Pirush Sholim Upara Besara VeSholim Ktanim Hem Shara Am. So he learns Echzon Sholim. Sholim Ktanim Mecham Kramim, Ki Shnehem Osu Roas Yisrael, Kmo Yishama Vayamas Moch Mitzayim Vayamas Moch Yisrael Min Avoida. Pirish, Kashoyim Moch Mitzayim Chai, Hoya Melech Levad Meshabinim Yisrael Vloy Shar Ha'am. Al Shemesam Hatsayim Ozu Yonchim Yisrael Min Avoida, Ki Kim Shoyla Moishel Hoya Kol Meshabinim Afil Shar Ha'am. So the Shar Ha'am wasn't that they were such great people, just the Melech took first dibs. If I can give an unfortunate mashal, the Nazis, you know, they came in and they made a churban wherever they went. But in those places that they went out for a while, once they started the process, the Hamoinam felt extremely, extremely empowered, and they would continue to they in a lot of places they were the Iker. So there's obviously a special din on the big people who usually they're the ones who initiate and they're the ones who sort of send a message that, you know, everything is can be done. And then there is the Hamoinam which takes over. There's a diuk in the pasuk, and I see it brings a different but it's a Gershuni, where the going got this from. It says, So the kasha is, no matter how bad it was, when the king dies, that moment, there's a moment of breathing space. The king is once b'shabbat klal Yisrael, and at least for the time of the Levaya, at least for the time that he's not so effective. So yes, maybe the guy who took over afterwards was not a good person. But what's that kind of pshat? What's that kind of pshat that it got worse? So he said over here. So he says the way he says it. As long as you had a melech is an achzer, but an achzer with a cheshbin. Since a melech wants a certain goal, he wants a certain toelis. So he's not going to go all out. He's going to stop at a certain point. And he's going to say, okay, with this amount of redifa, I can get a maximum amount of money and so on. Hamoinam had no cheshbonis. Yishayos ben Yasser. They let out their sinner and their greed. And wherever they grab, you know, a Jew, they squeeze him to death. So it was worse because a melech, the tzur of malchus is that you want to preserve the ummah. You're doing it with some cheshbon, even if it's all for yourself, that's fine. But you have a cheshbon how it's going to work for yourself. Here, it's without a cheshbon whatsoever. So he said it was in cahoots. So this was a different nekuda, where the melech was able to do things that he couldn't do through the yam, and back and forth. So each one did their ra in their own way. So it's an oinish because the para uses malchus for the oinish, and those people use their being pshutim to against Kaisel. So the mechavim kramim are the gdolim. And Bikarmena Smadi Maktanim Shaslichoy Sunli Oyer. Okay.
So Rabbi, on this Nakuda, I know that Rabbi's mentioned once in a question and answer session, and I heard something which was very relevant that I wanted to ask Rabbi for a while. Rabbi once spoke about psychologists, and the example that Rabbi gave was, you know, who's more normal in a Nazi regime? Is it someone who, you know, enjoys torturing people, or is it the person who finds it repulsive? And the answer is it depends which culture you're in. So there's a prominent psychologist out there who became very, 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 very popular, and he's doing a world tour teaching young men about meaning in life. And one of the things that he says is that he studied the Holocaust and Mao's China and Stalin's Russia for many, many years to try to get an understanding of how people could do things that are so cruel that in some sense, he could develop a way to see if he would or wouldn't, you know, be that way. And one of the things he does in his lectures is he teaches his students that they all think that if they were in the time of the Holocaust, they would be, you know, like the people who saved Anne Frank. And psychologically or statistically speaking, a very, very small percentage of them would actually do the good thing. They would mostly conform to the people who are evil. And he said there's a book called Ordinary Men, which goes through the progression of a Polish police force of regular people, family men who were regular Polish police, and they were solicited or brought in by the Nazis.
Right.
And people think that they were forced by the Nazis to do all of this brutality. And this writer documents how they went from being regular, decent family men, and over time their psychology changed, and they volunteer to do all of these things voluntarily. And he says that their psyche changes, and you see how they turn from regular people into monsters, and they would become physically ill from it, because as their perception changed, they would go, and it was not the strong arm of the Nazis forcing them. They did all of these things willingly, and how all of these people over time conformed to do these horrible things.
Right.
So I guess the first question would be is should someone be encouraged to read such a book? Because, you know, like these ordinary men, it seems people do conform to their surroundings, their culture, even, you know, however horrible it is. And B, I would imagine it's the same thing in Mitzrayim or a similar kind of concept. And why would we say, meaning if people are just a product of their surroundings, you know, is it justice or is it emistic to take them to task for something which essentially it seems like for the most part they're robots, they conform to whatever culture they're exposed to, and zahu, whether they're good or bad. So we see Pari is being punished, and the soldiers are also punished, just like the example that Rabbi said, that people take on and they become these monsters themselves, but ultimately they're just a product of their society and their culture, and so is it. So how do we look at such people, and are they deserving of such punishment when really they had very little bechira maybe altogether?
Right. So on the level of punishing people and so on, so first of all, let's go slowly. Reading the book is good. I think it's very good. It's important. But it's important every way. It's not only gay Nazis, it's gay everything. When people... Today we pride ourselves of being very fine people, very good people, erlicher people in Yiddishkeit. How much is a product of the fact that anybody else is doing it? And how much is a product of a real hakara? How many of us would stay in yeshiva if the tide would turn and would become highly unpopular to be yeshiva? You know, it's important to understand that we function a lot because of the sviva. And like the Rambam says, and therefore a person, if there's a sviva that's counterproductive, a person needs to move away. It's wrong for a person to say, I'm me, and they're them. That's not true, and it's goes totally against the grain of what a Mitzvah Sodom is. So one thing, so learning it and understanding it, I think is 100% very good.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
In terms of punishing an ummah and so on and so forth, so the Rebbein Shalom knows the Cheshbainis. Mm-hmm. So, you know, those Cheshbainis he knows. I would say that there were umos that did not, that were more swept up and almost less swept up. In Poland and Ukraine, you almost had, it didn't need any amount of time for the process to happen. Mm-hmm. Places like in Sweden and Denmark, there was a much more, there was a much more, a lot more people risked their lives, at least didn't grab the opportunity to hit or kill the Jews. So that says something about an ummah, how quickly and how rapidly they mobilize themselves to do what they shouldn't do.
But Rabbi also mentioned on that Nakuda that there are ummahs that are more conducive to different things. Like right. The French are conducive to beauty. They say the German are conducive to being extreme in whatever opportunity, presents itself.
Correct. So whatever it is, that itself is a, it's a cheshm, it's a certain cheshm mm-hmm. as to being done in ummah. Mm-hmm. There's another Nakuda and it's hard for us to be tefes it, but a person has two mitzvahs, himself and himself as part of an ummah. The Rebbein Shalom was not content with bringing Avraham Avinu and saying, oh, here it is. Avraham Avinu to him was important as the one that would bring in Klal Yisrael. And the reason is because Klal Yisrael is a mitzvah of an ummah, and on the world stage, ummahs are the ones that are important. So we also give certain we give certain descriptions to tchunas of an ummah as an ummah. Also, Lamash, let's give an example. During wartime, so you don't have to sit down and be done. Every enemy soldier, is he really Ratzach? Did he really want the war? Is that once an ummah acts as an ummah, you done them as an ummah, and you say this is you as part of that. So the ummah ha'olam will have a din, just like Klal Yisrael has its milas as an ummah, and a lot of us will be getting schar, not so much our own accomplishment, but because we're part of Klal Yisrael, and because whatever we'll do, we want to be part of Klal Yisrael. The same thing is Shaykh and Hefech, that the Polish ummah, the Ukrainian ummah, the German ummah, the French ummah, although each ummah has functioned as an ummah also. And that's the, in a certain sense, on the world stage, that's a much bigger mitzias than a yachid. So there's that, so it's hard for us to understand what does it mean I'm part of an ummah, but I am part of an ummah, and the ummah collectively acts in certain ways. And you know, I'm going to be, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu's done umois, he's done umois as umois. I guess something similar would be like Irani Dachas, where you're dealing with the city as a city. So, you know, there's that mahalach where the two parshas of Krishna, and that really goes to the heart of what you're saying. There's two parshas of Krishna. So we say, so one thing is mitzvahs and Olma Shemayim. It says one is Yochid, one is Rabin. The first parsha is for Hafta, the second one is V'hoya Im Tishmur. And it's true on many levels because only Rabin, when they do something, affect the Bria. Now, what does it mean? It's one thing to be Kabbal Makshayim as a Yochid. I'm in charge of myself. I know myself and I'm responsible for myself. What does it mean? We're mekabel on a tzibur. I can't do much about you or the other person. The other person can't do much about me. So what does it mean? The answer is yes. We as a klal have a certain personality, and lekan or lekan, we can go in either direction.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Okay. Yeah. I think that would also put into perspective the ideas that people often discuss, as far as every single person has many roles. They're, you know, a Talmid and sometimes a Rebbe and a husband and a father and a son. And in different roles, they have different levels of shlita and will be taken to task accordingly. And it's really a lot of roles. So just to comprehend.
That's true. But that at least is control. At least I, as a father, I'm the father of my children. Me as a Rebbe, I'm the Rebbe of my Talmidim. Here we're talking about, where I'm part of a larger group, and the group, I don't have shlita over there. I'm not the melech. And we as a group act, and we have such a metzias, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us kefilat metzias. Right. I mean, you know, kol Yisrael shechel gam haba as members of Yisrael. So, okay.
Okay.
Now he says a second pirush. Echzalon sho'olim. Ki'inyan kol ha-golis hu sheklal ha-golus nigzal eze siba. So the Goyen says here a very, very chashuv yesod. He says, all Golias have a certain tachlis, a certain siba. Ach prote goes ki maisador. The exactly what happens in a very specific way, that's told in the Maisim Ador. So Klal Yisrael did not have the chance not to go to Mitzrayim. The Shkoch was cursed of Rizvin Absorim, and everybody had to go to Mitzrayim. But what would happen in Mitzrayim? What would the Golus look like? That very, very much depends on us. The Chen Golus Mitzrayim Nigzel Avram, Rakim Shenitra Shus Lamashtis, have Vidukach Mitzrayim, Mishol Betzoyne. But once there was once HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided that the Echetimtze would be that everybody could be Mavid Bersoinei, V'kora Sari Misim B'Shem Sh'Alam Mechamas HaKromim V'Shem Kermay Lididi V'Amon Mitzvim Korim Sh'Alam Ketanim V'Inyan Sh'Oz Tzivisil Malachi Mala Echzalan Sh'Alam. So now, first the side here is that a golus is some sort of tikkun kapara. It is some sort of step away from a comfort zone. So, the marshal, if you take somebody who's a very refined person, very sensitive person, he did something he shouldn't have done. So, with a small remez, the person is mekabel his what he needs, the you know, the correction, and he'll do what's good. If somebody is very a grubber young, and he's got a thick skin, and he's not fazed by much, so you really have to crack a big stick over him, or he just doesn't get it. He's thick skinned. So the etzem golos that we had to go to golos, because Baruch Hu told Avraham Avinu, something that Avraham needed a tikkun, and we go to golos. The golos could have been as light as possible. It could have been a very minor. Golus America is also a Golus. But since Klal Yisrael had done Averis, so their Golus was extremely, extremely harsh. So it's right, both are right. In other words, why was Klal Yisrael such a harsh Messias? The answer is because they were Choyte. But had they not been choyte, they still would have been Mitzrayim. They still would have had some form of shibut, but not what they had, because then they would have the same thing could have been accomplished with a much, much lesser of a shibut.
So, Rabbi, how do we reconcile the fact that the Golus is a product of our current circumstances, but also, meaning they had to go to Delta Mitzrayim. There was nothing they could do about
it. Correct. They would go to Mitzrayim and they would be under the Shibud of Mitzrayim. But how harsh that would be, that could have been extremely, extremely light. The depth of how harsh it was, that was a part of the Averis.
Uh-huh. And the tayelas of going down to Mitzrayim is not our business. They have to go down to Mitzrayim.
Right, and right. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Avraham it was some sort of tikkun or some sort of purification, something that happened. But tachlis the shibud the koishi, I mean the Rav also says that the Rav and Ram says the Mitzrim were very very machmer on the avodah binoisa. In other words, that they had to be some level of avodah binoisa nicha. That was the gzera. But how strong? That really was determined afterwards by Klal Yisrael's Ma'aser. So he said, the Chayim also said to Avram, Rakim Rejus and Mashas have vidu kol echem etzayim Yisrael kirtzoni. The Kori Sora Misim Shem Shu'al Mecham Zakrami. So the Sori Misim are the Shu'alim, the big Shu'alim, the Mecham, the Kramim. Moshe Omu Kerem Hoya Lididi. V'amoy Mitzrayim Kol Shalom K'tanim V'inyin She'oz Siveisi L'malachi Mala Echzalon Shu'alim. There's another nekuda, or this is part of saying nekuda, in talking about the different shu'alim and so on. The when an animal takes stuff from my vineyard, so there's two issues. A shur that's a nakhin is nageach and is mazik. And that's tzar, and it's a hefsid. But when somebody steals my food and eats it, two things are happening. I lost something that I justifiably earned through my sweat, and someone else got it. Someone else got my thing unjustifiably. Similar to Rashi says that mi'o ish asher bonas bayis v'lo yichinchoi, Yosha Baita Vicham Chenu. So Rashi says, Agmas Nefesh Bedava, Yesh Bedava. That a person has a house and Ish Acha Yechenu. In other words, that my Amal and Yegia should go to the other is something that is extremely, extremely, it makes you distraught terribly. A mushal. Lo aleinu, many people during the Spanish, not the Inquisition, before the Inquisition, 100 years, wore lo aleinu shmad. And when a yid shmads, so when a yid gets killed out, a yid gets killed out in one Islam. But the shmadding means we give over Jewish blood and genes, etc., to Mosilem. That the Catholic Church now has Yiddish kinder in their service. They're tapping into our koiches and grabbing it. And that's an extraordinary agmas nefesh. So the shu'olim that come to the kramim, they are taking our grapes and fressing it. So one agmas nefesh is, I never got to eat from my kerem. The second agmas nefesh is, the kerem ended up, instead of feeding me and giving me koyach, it ended up feeding the sitra achra and whatever it is, and giving them koyach. So there's an extra dagger of agmas nefesh because of it. Tesai, the pasuk says, "Doy de li v'ani lo yareh b'shanim." So, doy de li pirush al derech shenem avisin liskula mikol ha'amim. You want to open the door, Meir?
No, I'm good.
Okay. Pirush al derech shenem avisin liskula mikol ha'amim. Vani loy, so shamarti nasa v'nishma. So both of us expressed, each one is there for the other. Aroya v'shoshana pirush shenosne mitzvahs esse mitzvahs lois esse. So it's not clear. I mean, meila the doidi li vani loy that he said nasa v'nishma disus kol kolamim. So that's nichale. But what is it exactly about the Roya B'Shoshanim that we're talking about? So take a look in the Haggah 429. See, so he brings this people from later. So you know, the going just sort of says it here, that Roya B'Shoshanim is like a Torah who gave us his Zesosir, my Yishmid al-Sinai. Rose represents a totality of the Yanim of Kabbalah Satira because it includes in itself the two Gvanim of red and white. Fine. So where does Azatad Rapasik? Doidili Vanilai, Haroya Beshoshan and Pirshasi Mrs. Esse Mrs. Loisasi. So I think the Roya part of it means that it's something which is there to feed, to develop your charge. Your charge are the sheep over here, and my feeding them, my taking them, and be roya. So esses and losses are what I'm allowing my flock to graze on, to grow, to become bigger, and so on and so forth. He also, it's also mashma that this is called coming when Eloi Shemati Nasev Nishma. It's mashma that there's some sort of correlation between the two. Being that I said Nasev Nishma, so now he gave him Mitzvah Es Mitzvah Loisase. So that the Nasa is like Mitzvah's essay, that's quite easy. That the Mitzvah Loisa say is like the Nishma. So that's a little harder to understand. Where in the Nishma is it connected to Loisa say? So I think Pashit, whenever I have a Mitzvah's essay, a mitzvah kumvasei, the gufa mitzvah is the matzah eight, the shayfai blue, the tefillai davin, and so on. Whenever I have a losasei, I don't have anything, really. What I do have is the shmia to dvar Hashem, the obeying. Shmia more miloshen obeying, rather than learning. So in the mitzvah's essay, so when Kali said Nasa v'nishma, that made them a kli kibul for mitzvah sase, which is a p'china sasiya, and a mitzvah loy sase, which is a p'china of not doing something because HaKadosh Baruch Hu said so. The word shmiya, loshen kodesh, loshen to obey, you know, v'yom shemaya tishmu, doesn't mean listen, the hearing part, it's listen to obey. Vayishama shola sa'om, vayishama to discipline, modern Hebrew mishmaat is discipline. That's what this the shmia means over here. So this could be this, the nasa v'nishma is connected those two nyanim. Even when you talk about the asiya, so the diburim, the Torah that's associated with the asiya, is always a tafel l'chura p'derech haseichel to the asiya itself. So if I tell you how important it is to take a lulav like this and this, all those diburim are only there to help get you doing the ma'isa properly and so on. In the los asay, like we said before, it's all a all I have from it is the etzem shmuel d'var Hashem.
So in Rabbi's sefer in the Archos Chayev, Rabbi has a whole chapter.
Yes, a whole chapter that Losa says arki ilu, and the truth is because the fulfilling the d'var Hashem, the oimik of it is fulfilling the tzivui Hashem. When he says no, is in the big picture, an asiya. It's a kfiya of one's nature. And so the mashal, I have somebody, the mashal, who's a secretary. He's very loyal, will never do anything on his own unless he has specific instruction for it and so on. Those are qualities of a person. So when a person is godur and loisa says, so what it expresses in himself positively is that he's totally ibigam to Ribono Shel Olam.
So this actually came up yesterday because I gave a chabura on the mitzvah of Mila yesterday. Yeah. And it was based around, a big chunk of it was David HaMelech. So when he came to the Mechatz and he said, mitzvahs, and then he saw the Makat Mila and saw something called Mersecha. So somebody asked me, what do you mean he's Mekayim all the mitzvahs Leisasei? Because there's a whole discussion, Rabbi Kibager says that he wasn't Mekayim Mezuzah, and this is a right that you're only Mekayim the mitzvah of Mezuzah when you're in your bias, because otherwise you would have had the mitzvah of Mezuzah. There's a whole Shekhar Vatari over there. So somebody asked me, he's been kind of just like, I say. So I said, but I didn't really have much of an answer. And, you know, like Rebbe's saying, I always understood, or at a certain point, I understood that our goal is not just to score mitzvahs. It's not a point system. That's a very simplistic and superficial understanding, which unfortunately a lot of people, you know, perceive their life as a, you know, score the most points. But the way I always understood it was there's a Ratzon Hashem, and it's more of a relationship.
Right.
And you're establishing your relationship by doing and not doing and maintaining the relationship. And I think the way I understand it is the more sophisticated and correct way. The challenge that I have is that myself, David HaMelech. So meaning if it's a relationship and it's a matter of doing the Ratzon HaBayre your entire life, who cares if he's Aram and Amitzes? This is the Ratzon Hashem. He should be in the Mechatz. He should be clean, so he could go and do.
So as far as the question of he's doing los essays, the pasha, like it says, is there's in order to really that my not doing should be considered a ma'isa, I need to have some pietzahara. I need to have some tzad to do it. The marshal, how much schar will we get for not killing people, Rahman San? Listen, not a lot if a person is brought up with very, very, where it's totally crazy and abnormal to kill people. So in America, it's where there's no opportunities, there's no food, there's no this, there's that. That's one reason why the Losa say wasn't really something that he felt. That it's ki'ilu akiyum. That's one way I would look at it. Also, the doing Ratzon Hashem, but it's almost ki'ilu I'm excused. In America, it's I'm onus. It's so yes. I'm not going to be faulted for it. But it's not like lamash. When I have different, I could be learning. I could be doing chesed. I can be davening. I can be doing different mitzvah essays. So those are pa'ulas. And we're saying Ratzon Hashem, he's doing something with Ratzon Hashem. To do something which, in an area where there are no pools whatsoever, there's definitely a hargosha that the person is lacking something. There's a chasser. Now, it could be a Kosh Baruch Hu puts a person in such a matzav. And yes, a person is vatal to Ratzon Hashem, but he's missing. So, Marshall, imagine a person who lo alein has to eat Yom Kippur and he can't do Yom Kippur. So, there should be a gosha of I'm missing kippah. On the other hand, should be a gosha is what the Rebbe wants. It shouldn't be. I forgot who it was. I think it was the Satmar Rav. They told him over a story about a vice model that he had to go on some mission to be Mechal Shabbos, to save people, and he did it, but he cried. Satmarov was very nostalgic. He said, by a vice mandal, it was a vice mandal. During those war years, he constantly had to do it. But he never let it become a Zilzan Shabbos. It became, I have to do it, that's what's important, but I'm breaking a Shabbos on the Sunday. I should never lose the sight of the Cheshivas HaMitzvah, the Shatzma. Very, very tough balance. Mm-hmm. So I'm sure that he was happy with the Pikuach Nefesh that he was doing. But Minach Gisad, there was an appropriate hagash of, you know, everything been good, I wouldn't have to be Chol Shabbos.
Uh-huh.
Okay, we'll hold it there.
Okay. Thank you very much, Rebbe.
Take care.
Okay, and I'm looking forward to Thursday night, to be going back to Thursday night.
Okay, Veseda, no problem.
Take care. Have a nice week.